Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. This is our super special radio show that we do with Darlene Sartori. She is the original founder of the Ideal Network, and Darlene has lived a lifetime, that is for sure. When I first met her, we were talking about different things that she was working on, and she was asking me what we were working on, and we saw that there was a natural fit in our philosophy, although I definitely bow down to her knowledge. She is so knowledgeable. Beyond my years, it's just amazing all the stuff that she knows, and the depth to which she has knowledge in many different areas is just awe-inspiring. So we have her on this Ideal Radio Show, on the Ideal Network Radio Show, on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to give us a glimpse of some of the knowledge and some of the wherewithal that she's been through, and I just love having her here. Plus, what I've always found is since she goes over so much information so quickly, you'll want to have a pen and you'll grab only a portion of it so you'll be able to listen again if you go to the archived audio shows that we've done and be able to grab your notes and listen to them all over again as well. So I always recommend that. And any book that she might recommend or any author that she might mention or philosopher as well might send you down your own rabbit hole, so you could just do nothing at all except for listen to Darlene Sartori and never need to go anywhere else. So, Darlene, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for hosting this and doing this radio show. It gives us a way that people who want to connect with some of the pivotal people on the planet that can connect, and so I really appreciate your work.
That's my ducks on my my phone. I got to figure out how to shut it off.
I thought I might have walked out into the pond and my ducks were out there. So, but you're
no. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. But my phone's freaking out, and I can't it's all huge numbers. I haven't been able to figure this out. I'm such like a spaz when it comes to this stuff. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. We're going to talk about freedom, liberty, and leadership in today's talk. And for this, I'm going to use the book Freedom Matters. Freedom Matters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S. And it's written by Oliver DeMille, D-E, capital M-I-L-L-E. So it's capital D, small letter E, then capital M-I-L-L-E. Oliver is his first name. And this is one of those books that I think needs to be in everybody's library. It's one that you will quickly be able to read. It's not a hard read, and it has a powerful lot of information all put together in one place about liberty, freedom, and leadership. And he talks about seven types of leaders that are necessary for freedom and liberty to flourish. And so I'm going to read some highlights from the book, and then I'm going to encourage you to go to, and you can find his website. It's oliverdemille.com or .org. It's one of those. So just put his name in a search engine, and it'll come up. On there, and he has a list of books that he suggests to have in your library in order to understand this very important topic. And so he talks about us being a pivotal generation, those of us in today's civilization. And when you begin studying history, you begin to realize that there's many key components that show that we are a pivotal generation that's either going to allow us to lose our freedoms and liberties, or it's going to be able to save it. So the question of which way we go is definitely in our generation's hand. And I'm talking about those alive today, whether it's, you know, there's five generations of my family still alive at one time here on this planet. So it's a responsibility of all of us alive at this particular time in order to make make this a reality. And this being, of course, the 12th of September, the day after September 11, which is a powerful time in our nation's history of freedom being directly attacked by airplanes being used to fly into the Twin Towers, and then, of course, one plane being taken down by the people on board to save it from taking other lives. And so it shows the sacrifice that people will give in order to protect each other. And that's the great quality that we have of people who will give their lives to help others. But we'd like to see it not deteriorate to that. So he gives in this book some key components of how we can have and sustain liberty and freedom and prosperity that comes along with it. And so he says that the future of freedom, of course, depends on leadership. And what he's going to tell us in here is about leadership and what leadership is. And he has broken down leadership into seven kinds of leaders. And I'm going to give you a list of these seven kinds of leaders. Six of them are private and one is public. And so if you want to write these down, of course, you can just listen to the tape again or the recording, and you'll be able to get them. But the first one is family leaders. Family leaders. The second category is religious and ethical leaders. The third is business leaders. And this is a key one that we'll be talking about a lot through the book, because entrepreneurship is the key component in all of these things that we will discuss. The fourth category is education leaders. The fifth is media and artistic leaders. Media, that's all forms of media, and artistic leaders. The sixth are community leaders. And those are the six private sector ones. And then the government leaders is the one public sector. And as he will point out, that it requires all six of the private ones to work together in balance to keep in check the government leaders from destroying liberty and freedom. So freedom actually thrives when all seven are strong, because these seven categories that he's identified are natural checks and balances on each other to prevent one sector from getting in control and outbalancing the others. So it's very important for us to understand the roles of each of these sectors in having a society that is healthy and wealthy and wise, as they say. And so this is very important for us to understand these natural balances, that when everyone is doing what they should be doing in these sectors, and you do not have to be, quote-unquote, a leader in these sectors to understand the sectors, because you're going to have various roles within it, but you rely heavily upon the leaders to keep it moving forward and not to keep them defined, so to speak. And in other words, he says to succeed as a leader in any of these sectors, a person needs the skills of entrepreneurship. Okay, so this is one of the areas that we work with on the in the Building Freedoms program with Peter's programs and et cetera, is understanding the skills of entrepreneurship and how to be able to do things. And so I'm not going to go into that real heavily right now. What I'm going to do is continue to define some of these terms that we need to work with. And one of the terms that we need to get a clarity about is the difference between liberty and freedom. Now, people normally will kind of fall and put these two together as the same. They're similar, but they're not the same. They are slightly different because of the function that each is. Now, liberty is the right to do whatever a person wants as long as it doesn't violate the inalienable rights of anyone else. So liberty is a right. Okay, remember in our Declaration of Independence, we talk about inalienable rights. Okay, in our Bill of Rights, the first one talks about the protection of inalienable rights. So we have to understand that this is a right. Liberty is a right. But freedom is a societal arrangement that guarantees the right of each individual to do whatever he or she wants as long as it doesn't violate the inalienable rights of anyone else. So when you begin to comprehend that liberty is a right and freedom is an arrangement, a societal arrangement, and you'll see that as we go through the government types of systems and et cetera, these are social arrangements. In fact, the categories that we just talked about are actually social arrangements. The family, the religious leaders, and the business and education and media and artists and community and government are all a part of that arrangement that we have identified as being essential for us to have both liberty and freedom. In other words, having the right and the societal arrangement. Societal arrangement is required for us to be able to protect that right. And we can say that government can exist with or without, we can say liberty can exist with or without government, but freedom is that widespread societal system that requires some authority to maintain it. And this is why we talk about the leaders being important, because while liberty will exist with or without any form of government, we always have that right, but without some form of an authority kind of setting the parameters for this arrangement, we'll not have the ability to protect liberty well. And so this is so important for us to understand these very small differences sometimes, but they're very vital. So as he goes on in this very, a short read for most people. You'll be able to read it in one sitting. It's about a little over 100 pages in a small 5x7 type book. And so he talks about our business today and our mission today. And I'm going to read a few of the paragraphs here. So that we can get a flavor of his writing style and see how well it flows. He says today's mission, and this is on page 38 if you happen to have the Freedom Matters book, today's mission, this journey through history, has a vitally important current application. A lot of people want liberty. In fact, nearly everyone desires liberty. But the only duty of liberty is to personally honor the inalienable rights of everyone else. And as a result, liberty without freedom is fleeting. In other words, people don't pick up their responsibilities to protect freedom and do their part in the roles. And therefore, it becomes fleeting because we don't put our social arrangements together. In contrast, freedom requires many duties, and therefore it musters much more from its people. It only succeeds when the large majority of people in a society voluntarily fulfill many duties that keep the whole civilization free. Specifically, freedom only thrives when all seven kinds of leaders that we just talked about do their part. And when none of them take over the roles of the others. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not serve in several categories at the same time. Most of us are family leaders, and most of us have categories in other ones, but we don't take over and boss the other ones around. We kind of keep our roles separate so that we're not interfering with each other as the leader in that specific moment of the occupation or whatever we're doing at that moment. So what he's saying here, there's a balance in our roles. We each do our part in our roles. This is likely what Gandhi meant when he reportedly taught the idea that we should be the change we wish to see in the world. To repeat, those who stand for freedom must honor the inalienable rights of all, and they must also take responsibility for standing up and helping ensure that society succeeds. No truly free government directs this free and voluntary behavior, but without it, freedom decreases. So this is why it's so important to have the balances and checks within the society and within the government area, because this is what happens is government becomes out of bounds and starts taking on all of these areas of leadership in all of these roles, such as in education. If government takes control of the education instead of the private sector, that's placing it out of balance. If regulations get put onto any kind of part of it, whether it be the religion or the business sector, any of these sectors that government starts regulating, then it's overstepping its roles, and therefore liberty and freedom start declining in the society. So one of the most important keys to freedom is the duties of those who support freedom is the free enterprise system in all six types of the leadership. Private leadership. So you got to remember that the free enterprise falls into categories. All six of those private categories require a free enterprise area. And so you don't think so often that family is an enterprise, but it is. And in fact, I keep always saying that family is your business, first business. Your home and family is your first business that you have. And so here he's talking about all six types of leadership and have to have free enterprise working within it. And as you begin to start breaking that apart in your brain and thinking about it, you begin to realize, yes, there has to be free enterprise. And entrepreneurship is part of all of the private areas. Now, government he leaves out, which is a public one, is not an entrepreneur. But in a way, as we are beginning to realize, it needs to be run as a business, too, because business is accountable to the bottom line. Somebody has to pay the bills. And so this is where we get into a real sticky situation when we don't understand the role of government as a public sector is only to protect the freedom and liberty of the other areas. It's a protection role. It's not a doing regulatory role that is going to interfere with. So when we understand that people voluntarily work together in these various roles to make them happen, we then begin to have a balance. And then he goes on and he talks about many different areas of different categories. And he talks about the non-entrepreneurial minded families and the families that are entrepreneurial minded. And he starts talking about the different roles and each one of the categories. And so we're going to go through that quickly. But he says you can lead by using your business, career influence, writing, art, and other resources to make the case for freedom. And this is desperately needed. So wherever you're at in your current life, you can start leading in this area. So you don't have to change careers. You don't have to make any drastic changes. You just have to start looking at what are you doing to protect the freedom and liberty in your roles. And he does say that family is a huge influence on teaching how to be able to vote and how to keep the other part, the public sector, which is the government, under control, and that it is the families that are entrepreneurial-minded that are most successful in doing that. So as we talk about continually, it's very important for you to have understand the home and the family part in creating all of these sectors in balance, keeping them in balance, and making sure that they are keeping the government under check. So he talks about the importance of each sector and their role in supporting freedom and liberty. And so the primary role of family is happiness. Did you think about that? The role of families is happiness, and that's very true. And when you begin getting and breaking it down, is our role in the family is happiness. That's our role. And then the primary principal role in education is learning. And then the primary role of media and artistic leaders is to spread wisdom. So that's very important for us to understand that without the media and artistic leaders to spread about wisdom about all the things that we're learning are not going to happen. And then the vital role of religious and ethical leaders is to instill an understanding of and love for goodness. You know, if you don't really have a passion for goodness, morality, ethics, you would not be able to sustain a society for a long period of time. So that's the role. So when we begin to understand the roles of these things, we begin to understand they're not as complicated as you might think when we got started. The community leaders in a free society have the role of emphasizing heartfelt service. The community level leaders are all about heartfelt service. So if we understand the various different roles that each of this play, we begin to see this is not as complicated as we first thought it was. Well, the vital role of government leaders is to protect the other six roles. So if you begin to comprehend this, you begin to understand that the great danger of community leadership is to confuse community volunteers with government, which is force. So as you begin to understand these roles, these checks and balances, it's not complicated. It's not rocket science, as they say. So we need to understand that if leaders don't do this and these roles, and don't make sure that the entrepreneurship does encompasses all of these roles. Remember, leadership is about checks and balances. These roles are all about checks and balances. And so we understand that to increase freedom, promoting projects in all of the private sectors is what we're actually doing with the Ideal Network. And then later in the book, he kind of rounds it up on page 98 and 99. He talks about the 19 values which will then help you to comprehend how these various sectors all come together when we're talking about the 19 values in all seven sectors. So I'm going to quickly go through those, and we haven't got time. Of course, I went ahead without the commercial today so we could work all these in. And again, this book is very readily available, so if you don't get them all written down, you'll probably just remember them from as you hear them. The first one is initiative. The second one is innovation. And remember, I talked about innovation last week in the age of innovation. This is what we're in right now. Three is ingenuity. The third value is ingenuity. Fourth is tenacity. Five is frugality. In other words, being frugal, not wasting resources. Six is hard work, and I usually call this smart work. So as long as you're doing things that are value creative, you are doing number six, the sixth value. Seven is resiliency. This is that ability to bounce back when things don't always go our way. We have to sustain. We're sustainable. Eight is fierce independence. Now, this is not to the point of, you've got to remember we're talking about inalienable rights. You cannot have independence and when you're harming other people. So be very careful with this word of being independent. We need to have the ability to be self-reliant, self-governors, self-leaders. 9 is fierce individualism. And this doesn't mean that we're not supposed to work in teams, but this means that you can work alone if you have to. So it's very important that you have this ability to work alone if you need to. Survival often is have to be alone. Sometimes you just have to step away from the team if the team is no longer pulling together as it should. And then you rebuild your community, which is 9, voluntary community. So individualism, when done properly, will always go into a voluntary community. You will always find that you work better in teams, but you can always do things alone. So this is that balancing again, checks and balance. And, of course, 11 is voluntary cooperation. You can't have a community without voluntary cooperation. And the next one, you can't have a community without voluntary charity. Okay, that's 12, voluntary charity. 13 is a strong dislike for force. And one of our books that we talk about is Learning the Difference Between Force and Power. And we've talked about this in the past. There's a difference between power and force. And this is a strong dislike of being forced to do something. You like being inspired. You like being stimulated. But you do not like to be forced to do something against your will. 14 is a strong dislike of social castes or classes. This is, again, very, very, you have to be really cautious about this because we all have a DNA code. In our DNA code, natural intuitions, natural skills, natural interests. But that, if it falls into a class that becomes taking advantage of other classes or being prejudiced against another class, then it becomes disastrous. So we have a very strong dislike for social castes or classes that you can't get out of, that you maybe are born into a family of carpenters. Well, maybe you're not really desired to be a carpenter. Well, that's okay. You're not going to be ostracized because you don't become a carpenter like your family is. 15 is volunteerism. We are very eager to volunteer to help each other. 16 is democratic choice of leaders. We want to have a way to choose and have our vote count for choosing our leaders in these various areas. 17 is, of course, checks and balances on leaders. We want to make sure that we don't let them become dictators. Okay. Number 18 is democratic power of democratic power to fire bad leaders. In other words, we want to be able to remove from society anybody or from our teams or whatever, anyone who proves themselves to be, quote-unquote, a bad leader. And we can get into that deeper if anyone needs to talk more about what constitutes a bad leader. But I think we all know what that is, if they're leading us down the wrong path or they're becoming dictatorial. And because we're talking about democratic power here. And then 19 is the democratic power to change the authority and powers of leaders. And remember, that is one of the things that was mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, that right when things don't get to going right and sustaining freedom and et cetera, it's our right to make changes. And so I think we're just about out of time there. Anything you'd like to add, Peter, to wrap it up?
No, that was plenty. And what you want to do is you want to go to buildingfortressradio.com/idealnetwork to be able to hear these again, because I was trying to take notes as we went along, and I know there's a lot of holes. My notes look like Swiss cheese. There's a lot of holes in my notes, so I'm going to have to listen to these again just to be able to kind of grab some of these things and then still have to go over it many times to really review it. So thanks for the notes on leadership and all the other philosophies. And we're going to be back on Building Fortunes Radio with Darlene Sartori. We do this every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So thanks, everybody, for being here. We're running out of time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening. The Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.